And of course, summer's also a time for picnics, barbecues, and ants. They invade our countertops and kitchens searching for that spilled soda or crumb of cake, and it seems that over the past decades, one especially tiny species has been invading our cities. From member station WAMU in Washington, D.C., Sabri Benishour reports.
This is a story about a party girl. Her name is Cecily, and her story is an old one, really. She moved from the country to the city and totally reinvented herself. She got caught up in the glitz and glam of urban life, and now she's dead in my friend Aaron's apartment.
It was really scary.
Cecily, scientists call her Tapanoma Cecily, is also known as the odorous house ant. You know the small brown ant you find in your kitchen? Yeah, that's probably her. Ant colonies are almost entirely female. She started crashing Aaron's parties last winter.
Just everywhere. And even on the floors or where you looked, you swarms of ants. I mean, the
over the
kitchen.
Past few decades, this ant has adapted to city life in a major way.
They're our number one pest.
Wayne White is an entomologist with American Pest, a pest control company in Tacoma Park, Maryland. He and many other scientists say Cecily is becoming a dominant urban species.
You know, 20 years ago, I don't believe we had nearly the calls about odorous house ants. Now, we would have had still a large number of calls about ants, but there were different kinds of ants.
White dumps a jar of them out onto the table at his office to show me how to identify this type of ant.
I'm going to let a couple of these guys out here.
White holds up his finger, smeared with ant paste, and we take a whiff.
It smells kind of like blue cheese and coconut.
Okay.
Not a bad smell, just not what I expected ants to smell like. But that's how you know it's Cecily. Smell is also how Cecily knows it's Cecily. Ants, it's believed, use smell to recognize whether or not they belong to the same colony. To demonstrate this, White pulls out two vials of ants, each from different sides of the building, probably different nests.
Let's see what happens here. If we just dump a few in there, what do you think?
These ants should be at war if they're from different colonies. But they're not. They're actually pretty calm, like they know each other. And remember, these ants were collected at least 100 feet apart. That means their colony could be really big. That is a far cry from what Cecily does in nature.
In nature, there'll be just a small colony with a queen and maybe 50 workers, and they might live in an acorn in the forest.
But in the city, they form massive super colonies with thousands of queens and millions of workers. And not just in Washington. It's happening in Tennessee, Colorado, Utah, Indiana. One study at Purdue University found one supercolony that spanned an entire city block. Sean Mankey is a research fellow at North Carolina State University. He recently wrote a paper on Cecily.
Urban populations that we've seen are thousands, possibly even tens of thousands times larger than the largest thing I've ever found in a natural environment. So it is on a completely different scale.
He also noticed Cecily is behaving more aggressively in the city.
It's expressing something, at least in some areas, very differently than anything anybody's ever found in a more natural type of habitat.
So basically, buried in the DNA of this little ant is a time bomb. Given the right conditions, which it turns out don't seem to occur very commonly in nature, it can change its behavior and form these massive super colonies. There's a word for this in science. It's called phenotypic plasticity, the ability of an individual to change its traits in order to adapt to its environment. But Menke says that raises the question, what in the city is driving Cecily to change?
If you think of an urban area, we basically knocked down the forest or the grassland and built a whole new environment. So you start out with zero species in there. The first thing that gets in has no predators, no parasites, and no competitors.
That's one possibility. The other is that
we've just made a buffet table for them.
In nature, they don't come across high fructose corn syrup too often or sheltered basements with year-round heating. Scientists don't know yet which it is for Cecily, the abundance of food or the new environment, nor do scientists know why now. Is it the expansion of cities, climate change, undetected genetic changes? They don't know. But as they try to answer all the questions that Cecily raises, they'll learn more about what makes a species invasive. For now, they just know Cecily has a new urban attitude and loves a good party. She was so for NPR News, I'm Sabri Benishour in Washington.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.